This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Man, it's a lot of things that you could get frustrated about in our business. I've learned to kind of always move forward. My windshield is much bigger than my rear view. I'm certainly interested in learning from my experiences, but I'm equally as interested in learning from my experiences that happened much earlier in the process. It's all food for growth from my perspective. Frustration doesn't get the job done. I'm singularly focused on putting together a good plan and preparing this group for this awesome opportunity that we have.
It's Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Steelers. It's a Ravens fans land-based John Harbaugh. He's feeling the same heat from Steelers fans north of the Pennsylvania border there. And look, he's saying all the right things, and boy, he can preach. And he can give you all the windshield bigger than the real rear view and all that. I'm like, what? Then he gets to the, like, I'm starting to drool a little bit. If the Ravens beat them Sunday night, and I'm not saying Mike Tomlin's a liar, but if he's sitting around, you know, drinking a cold beer or whatever he's doing to unwind and reflect, him not thinking about the blown opportunity in Cleveland, I'm not buying that at all. The last thing they wanted is to have to host the Ravens on a Sunday night with your season in the balance.
Right. And if they do lose on Sunday, I mean, depending on what happens on Sunday night, like let's say they're on the doorstep of a win or maybe they're up by 20 and they blow it. Yeah, you're going to look back on that Browns game as that's the reason that we blew it. That's the game there that lost it. Not what happened in Week 18 because... Let's face it, the Ravens are tougher competition than the Browns. You know, I'd say what you want about the Ravens this year. That's not even a debate. They're tougher competition than the Browns. They were supposed to beat the Browns last week. No two ways about it. Don't care about Myles Garrett and the sack record, anything like that. They were supposed to win that game, and they didn't.
Yeah, they flatlined to the point where the Ravens overtook them in the division when the Ravens won five in a row. Then they regained control of their destiny. And then to lay an egg, it didn't score a touchdown against Cleveland. I know the Browns defense much better at home than on the road. That opportunity lost for sure. Maybe they assumed the Ravens were going to lose to Green Bay and didn't think that they'd have to bring the old A game against the Browns. By the way, historic rivals. I mean, the original Browns And Steelers were rivals for years and years and years.
And I mentioned it to you earlier, but obviously hoping the Ravens win Sunday night speaks for itself. But secondary thing that I would be most eager and willing to celebrate, oh, consider me first in line for the live stream of Mike Tomlin's post-game press conference. What he would throw out there. I mean, it would be typical Tomlin. It would be typical what you just heard. He wouldn't blink either. Eyes wide open the entire time, given his cliches, you know, more splash plays than us. We accept that. You have to accept it. Every time they lose, we accept that. We didn't do this. We accept that. We came up short. We didn't make enough splash plays. We accept that. Oh, man. Give it to me. I can't wait.
All right, let's get out to the phone. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Woman Crush Wednesday, New Year's Eve here on The Fan. Let's go get Joe in Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. Happy New Year, and I hope you're exercising good today.
Yes, I am, Bob. Last night, me and my homeboy just put my elliptical together.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Keep it rolling, baby. Let's get them resolutions going.
I see why y'all the number one show around town, even though others claim to be, man. Y'all right on point with everything. Your last caller, right on point. And see, unlike some of the Ravens, DCs and OCs, I have a backup plan because everybody said just about everything I thought about saying. But I'm going to give you the scenarios and metaphors of something that's beyond comprehension. That's an SAT word, y'all. And John Harbaugh, in my fantasy world, can retire as a Super Bowl winner, beating his brother in the AFC Championship. I'm already plotting it now, you know, from 1-4 and what's that, 5-7. All the scenarios that would put them together in the AFC Championship, Ravens beat Philly, the I-95 Super Bowl. And after Harbaugh went through this whole season, nobody would say last year at training camp, hey, y'all know y'all going to be 1-5. Then you're going to be playing for the AFC North division, last game, regular season game of the season on NBC. Nobody could predict that. Nobody. So I'm going to write the end of the story, what I just said. Ravens win the Super Bowl, play the Chargers in the AFC Championship game, Harbaugh against Harbaugh, and they win the Super Bowl against Philly. Tell me you can't write that. That's a good movie, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, again, we'll go back to the Godfather reference. We have newspaper men in the on payroll, don't we, Tom? That'd be a good story. Is it April 1st or is it New Year's Eve, Joe? I'm trying to get the dates figured out here. You said the Ravens and Eagles in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. See, that's just my way of saying it. If you could go through a whole season of all these ups and downs, you better just walk away as a winner, man, because, if you know, we would all love to see that. But that is so, let me see, what's another, improbable. I see, I can't even say the word. I'm not used to saying it, Bob. But anyway, man, y'all guys have a happy new year, and nice talking to you. Hey, you know what, Bob? You really, Vinny could stay on vacation for another couple of weeks, and you could let Quick Draw just be your sidekick. Doing a good job, Quick Draw. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Happy New Year to you and the family. He's breaking out SAT words. I need GED words to understand what he's saying. But tongue in cheek, basically said, hope Harbaugh wins the Super Bowl so you retire and get the bleep out of Dodge. Is that, I'm trying to read between lines here.
So storybook ending aside there, when he mentioned retirement, that would be an interesting talking point because, you know, when Vinny was here, he was talking about, you know, mutual parting of the ways. You got me in the camp of firing him, but we didn't really even consider the retirement outcome. Now, there's really no indication that he would willingly hang it up, but make no mistake, I mean, this has been a very taxing year on him, I'm sure. You hear him talk in these press conferences, he sounds worn down, he sounds beat up. I'm not saying that he's leaning that way. That retirement just doesn't feel like a Harbaugh thing to me.
No.
Like with how much they love football and love coaching, you'd have to pull them off the field.
And if they lose, they're 8-9. Mm-hmm. Not only miss the playoffs, you finish below .500. He's not bowing out like that.
No, but I mean, you know, maybe a little postseason run. Who knows? But yeah, I think that would be very unlikely. But just hearing it mentioned now did get my brain kind of turning a little bit.
We have time for another call.
Yeah.
You make the call, Nolan. You're still kind of there doing your thing. Let's go to Brian in Pikesville. Brian, thanks for holding. You're on the Fan. Bob Hedy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. Turn your radio down.
All right, fellas. Hey, how you doing today?
All right.
All right. Hey, man, I'm up here in front of this Honey Ham place in Timon. You guys need anything?
Yeah. I'll take that prime rib. Apparently, a prime rib there. No.
Hey, well, look, man, I've got a little list here of keys for the game, keys and surprises for the game. Then I'm going to sit back and listen to you guys. Number one, I'd say sit Lamar because he doesn't play well against Pittsburgh, and I don't expect anything different. And last game, Snoop's timing and his decision-making was next to impeccable. He took the lanes that were open, and he ran when it was necessary. He didn't dance around in the pocket and wait to get sacked or tripped up by his ankle. Lamar can sit on the side and ref. Today's his off day, too, isn't it?
Well, they're practicing, but he doesn't really practice on Wednesdays. We'll actually know that, Brian, probably within the next hour and a half here.
Okay, well, yeah, he can sit on the side and go ahead and let Huntley go ahead and start this one. The second thing was we need to press their receivers. You know, I noticed that Wiggins, you know, he can't seem to tackle anyone, so why don't we put him right up in the receiver's face and maybe he can keep up with them, but we should also blitz Wiggins because, like I said, he can't seem to tackle. So, hey, let's blitz him. Let's get Rodgers unsettled. That's the key right there is pressure on Rodgers, right? Let me see. Third, quick screen to Zay. Line him up out there by himself. If we've got like an 8-10-yard cushion, throw him that quick screen because, you know, they don't have too much luck trying to tackle him one-on-one. And our surprise is utilize the tackle eligible. When we utilize the tackle eligible, the defense has to account for that guy. They think we're going to go heavy and we're going to run that way, but we start off by, hey, throwing a quick 5-yard pass to that eligible tackle, and then the next time we come back to that formation, those linebackers, they'll be hesitant to come up on Derrick Henry, and then we're going to go ahead and give it to Henry. We're going to run through them like a laxative on Sunday.
All right, Brian, appreciate the call. And, hey, Cincinnati kind of broke that out. And don't forget my prime rib. And Happy New Year to you and the family. Does Todd Monken get real creative? Is a winning and you're in or losing you're done scenario, is that call for maybe going outside the box with your play calling?
No. We'll start with the Lamar Huntley thing. Now, Lamar's playing if he's healthy. I mean, don't overthink it with all this stuff. And look, Tyler Huntley was great. He was the perfect game manager the other night. Everything I could have asked out of him, he did it, right? Derrick Henry's the reason they won that game. All right, and you put Derrick Henry's stat line in that game, put any quarterback you want. Put Quinn Ewers there as the Ravens quarterback the other night. They should have won that game because of what Derrick Henry was doing.
Sure, you could put John Elway back there.
If we're in a slugfest game, and it's back and forth, it's close, or the Ravens are trailing and they need to come from behind, do you want Lamar Jackson, who can actually throw the ball downfield, or do you want Tyler Huntley, who anything beyond 10 to 15 yards is a complete mystery? I want Lamar Jackson.
All right, we do know that Tyler knows about the birds and the bees for sure if you watch your TV, which everyone does. When we come back, let's count that New Year's money. Buy or sell, talk about sports subjects of the day. Mike Bordick going to talk about the Orioles' dreadful regular season based on expectations. But has Mike Elias won the winter meetings and beyond? So we'll talk to Bordy about that. We have our heroes. You're going to join us for NFL lunch. You on the phones coming up at 1 o'clock. And we'll do our picks as well for this college football playoff and the last regular season week of the NFL season. Seems like only yesterday we were picking the Chiefs and Packers in the Super Bowl.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
New Year's Eve. December 31st, 2025. Calendar year coming to an end. We got bowl games on. We got college basketball. We're going to keep you up to date on all the scores in due time. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, other side of the glass. We're wrapping up this year, getting ready for an exciting 2026. Plenty of sports stuff to get into, but right now, let's count the money for the last time this year. Literally, Nolan, by ourselves.
All right, the market is, in fact, open. I'm watching the numbers move right in front of my eyes here. S&P 500 is down 19. Dow Jones is down 136. How about our more specific stocks here? Under Armour down 14 cents. And DraftKings is up 10 cents.
How about that?
There we go. Over to our actual sports topics. Starting with Max Crosby. The story one to monitor moving forward, as far as I'm concerned. When he was told that he was going to be shut down last week, well, he didn't like that one bit. He asked to leave the facility. Pete Carroll publicly defended him, said, yeah, go ahead. Crosby is actually injured, so it's not a fake injury here, but it was never something that actually caused him to miss time. He was willing to play through it, was willing to play through it last week and probably this coming week, so that's what kind of rubbed him the wrong way. Everyone viewed this, though, and rightfully so at the time, as a tanking measure. They're taking on the Giants. Number one draft pick is on the line. And Raiders go on to lose. We know the history here. But since that announcement that they were shutting him down, they said, well, no, this is real. Believe us, because he needs surgery. So again, he was playing through it. Still could have got the surgery, but if he was willing to play, why stop it? 28 years old, has remained loyal to the Raiders all this time, just signed that three-year, $100 million extension this past offseason, even though they have made the playoffs just once since he arrived. Buy or sell, Bob? Crosby will request a trade this offseason.
I'm buying it. 100% buying it. And he could be committed, and they're committed financially to him. Talk about tanking. They sucked with him. Even if he played, unless he had a Derek Thomas 10-sack day, I don't think it changes the outcome of that game against the Giants that much. Yes, he'll want out. I mean, they could be looking for a new head coach, Pete Carroll. They need a quarterback. It's not a quarterback-heavy draft, with all due respect to Pavia and Fernando and everybody else that's going to be part of the equation. If I'm Max Crosby, I'm still in the prime of my career. I've taken my lumps, literally. I went out.
Got to talk about another pass rusher here. Myles Garrett didn't bring down Aaron Rodgers last Sunday, so he remains one sack shy of breaking the all-time single-season record, actually held by two men, Michael Strahan and T.J. Watt. With nothing else to play for, no spoiler opportunity for the Bengals, this becomes the main appeal of watching this game on Sunday. How many opportunities will he actually get to bring down Joe Burrow? We'll have to wait and see. But this is a guy who already hardly comes off the field. He's averaged playing 80% of the defensive snaps all year long. Last week against the Steelers, played 94% of the snaps, 98% a week prior against Buffalo. You know he wants it. Buy or sell, Bob. Garrett won't leave the field until he gets that 23rd sack.
I'll buy that. And I'm also going to buy, if the situation arises, that Joe Burrow's not going to do what Brett Favre and just, you know, hit the mat so he gets the sack. So, Garrett is all about getting that sack record, rightfully so. He's been the premier pass rusher of the last 10 years in the NFL, and this would actually, state his case. He's already a lock for the Hall of Fame, we're guessing. This cements his case as one of the great pass rushers in the history of the NFL.
Now, let's say he's in on a sack, but maybe another guy's there to help.
Boy.
Does the scorer throw him a bone?
Is this in Cleveland or Cincinnati?
I was about to think.
It's at Cincinnati.
So no.
Nah, he's not going to get a hometown advantage when it comes to the official score. But if he gets a free run, you know, and I think Joe Burrow's going to try to throw like 17 touchdown passes. So we'll see how it goes. It does add intrigue to a game that has no meaning other than personal achievement right now.
We get one more here before we break and get to Mike Bordick, but more from the NFL. Plenty of disappointing teams this year. The Ravens are certainly one, but the Commanders also up there in terms of disappointment. Even before the Jaden Daniels injury, things were trending down for them, and of course that ugly dislocated elbow at the end of the Seahawks game looked like disaster at the time. He returned a few weeks later, only to land on the elbow again, re-aggravated it, and they said, all right, that's enough. Nothing to play for here. Shut this guy down. For Washington fans, the sight of a young rising quarterback getting injured in that manner, well, it gives you flashbacks of RG3. How could it not? I mean, they're still jaded over that. But NFL writer Zach Parelli's writing here says it's not fair to compare Jaden Daniels' injury situation to what RG3 experienced as a rookie. One, the nature of the injuries are completely different. Elbow dislocation, as ugly as it was, is not a knee injury or a torn anything down there, ligament-wise. And Griffin, again, had all this happen in his rookie year before he could really get off the ground in the NFL. And by Griffin's own admission, he says he probably tried to come back too soon for 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a bit of his downfall as well. Buy or sell, it is unfair to compare Daniel's situation to what RG3 experienced.
100% unfair. I think it's more egregious what happened to Daniels because he got hurt in a game that was over.
Right.
RG3, who, if memory serves, had knee problems at Baylor.
Yes.
He was hurt in a game where they were trying to win late in the season to get to the playoffs. And if you remember, actually did win because Kirk Cousins came in, both drafted the same year, and won the game late. The Ravens would go on to win the Super Bowl. The problem is, Daniel shouldn't even have been in that game at the time. RG3 was making a play in a game they needed to win to get to the postseason, which they ultimately did. Now, to Robert Griffin III's point, I probably just sat out maybe 13, and who knows how the trajectory of my career would have changed.
And the other interesting part of that RG3 comment, and this could have been two separate times, but I know recently here he was obviously asked about the Mahomes situation and Micah Parsons as well with the injuries that they suffered, with it being this late in the year, kind of like RG3 was late in the year in 2012. Don't rush it. You know, Mahomes, you know he's going to be chomping at the bit to get back and avenge this terrible down year for them. But RG3 say, hey, if you need an extra month, trust me, take it. Like, don't, if you push it, now all of a sudden this is going to compound into an even bigger issue, and we're going to have two lost seasons on our hands.
Yeah, comparing the injuries, I think, is unfair for sure. But a lot of people saying the Redskins were Commanders were a flash in the pan last year and benefited from a soft schedule, kind of like New England might be this year, and that their comeuppance was going to be due. And to your point, they were getting spanked before he got hurt.
I mean, I could see a regression in record, but the moves they made all offseason were, hey, we got to add to this. They weren't complacent at all. You can't point to that and say, they got a little too comfortable last year and then the injury actually doomed them. No, I mean, they went all out to try to be even better than last year.
Brought in Samuel, signed Von Miller, had running back issues, but to your point, and then McLaurin's holdout didn't really help things, just when it seemed like it was kumbaya. He holds out and gets hurt a bunch. here in 2025. But that's their problem. And when we come back, the Orioles had their own problems in 2025. How much has Mike Elias done to rectify them since the end of the season? Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, he'll be joining us. We got our heroes for Week 17 in the NFL. And then you on the phones are going to join us for NFL Lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. It's New Year's Eve. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, it's Vinny and Haney here on the Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oriole Hall of Famers, our colleague on Baltimore baseball tonight. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. So welcome back, Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling? Happy New Year.
Yes, I'm feeling great, man. Happy New Year, Bob.
Now, Mike.
Good with you?
Hey, I'm living a dream. I'm talking to you. What could be wrong with my life? Sitting here with Nolan and Mike Pope. I'm good. Looking forward to that Hinkle and Ice Cold beer coming up in a couple of hours. But we'll agree, because we did the shows together, and Nolan was part of the fun too, BBT, watching the Orioles just kind of have a disastrous 2025, arguably the most disappointing team in baseball, finishing in last place. Has Mike, at least on paper, Mike, has Elias done enough to redeem himself, bringing up the optimism level going into 26 after, maybe especially when it comes to rotation, in my opinion, failing in 2025?
I think the offseason has been tremendous. It, definitely the best since he, you know, took over, for sure. I mean, I think he addressed the pitching needs, definitely got the power in there as well. And I think he's sending a message, too, to some of these younger players that, yeah, we made a nice little run with some young guys, but here we go. We're trying to win now. And so if a young guy isn't quite ready, then he's tradable or he's going to go back to the minor league. So I think it's great because that's just how you kind of breed, you know, success. A guy is just continually challenging themselves. There's never any complacency. And I love the fact, you know, that they've just really bolstered the pitching staff. I'll say this till the end, though. They really got to start developing pitching. And then, you know, that might really change this organization around to where you think they can win every year.
Now, you talk about the rotation. And Rodgers was brilliant last year, second half. August, he looked like Sandy Koufax. And Bradish, when he's when he's healthy, he's as good as anybody in the American League. But Eplin just had the back surgery. Bradish had Tommy John. Wells has had two elbow procedures. I mean, you pick it up what I'm putting down, right, Bordy? So even though it, on paper it looks good, Shane Baz has had Tommy, or Boz. Is it Baz or Boz? Boz. Ah, Boz. He's had Tommy John. Do they still need to bring in not just another starting pitcher, another top-level starting pitcher, especially with top-level guys still very much out there to be had?
If you can, why not? I mean, it because that's what the Dodgers did, and that's the only reason the Dodgers were able to keep their head above water. And you might not even think they kept their head above water. At one point, they were like one of the worst teams in baseball with all the injuries they had. But they just had so much depth that it kind of kept them at least afloat. So you just need to keep stockpiling arms as much as you can. And with common sense, though, because you certainly don't want to, you know, deplete your minor league system. I think they have a strong system right now, that there are definitely guys that still could be traded. And I also think there are some big league guys that still potentially could be traded. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did something else. I really wouldn't. So it's an exciting, in my opinion, an exciting offseason, you know, for the Orioles. And let's just hope that guys can stay even half as healthy as they did last year.
I wanted to ask you about Trevor Rogers in particular, because he's kind of an interesting guy for me heading into 26. You're confident in him based on what he did last year, but is it almost unfair to expect him to even be close to what he did? Because he was otherworldly. I mean, I feel like everyone's got him penciled in that he's just automatically this front end guy. What are you really, like, what are your realistic expectations for him trying to follow up what he did this past summer?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Happy New Year, Nolan. Man. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Thank you.
You know, I think, I think last year was an incredible wave of confidence. And the hope is that, like every player, that they can hold on to it and it carries over. And sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it does. But I don't think he's going to be bad, because I just think these experiences that every major league guy has at the highest level will help them. You know, I think this guy's maturing. I think last year was a huge step for him. And even if he does stumble, I just feel like, you know, he's just in a better place mentally to kind of recover, trust, you know, what they talk about so much now, the process. And he seems to have locked into a really good one. And when guys have that and they believe in it, man, oh, man, you just let them run with it for sure. And don't even try to tinker with anything. He was on his game. He had a great feel for all his pitches. He won different ways. I just think he matured. And that means that, you know, I just think I'm not saying he's going to be better. I just think he's going to be just a more quality big league pitcher. That's what I think.
Another guy to keep an eye on, Heston Kjerstad, almost a forgotten man at this point in a lot of ways. And I think a lot of people have written him off, that he's not really a part of the major league equation. But you're kind of, I don't know how to put this, you're almost stuck with him, because whereas a Kobe Mayo, people think he's on his way out of town, but it's because he's going to be a trade piece. But Heston Kjerstad is not really any trade value, but do you think he still gets, we'll call it a real opportunity with the Orioles, or does he get lost in the outfield shuffle again?
I personally hope that he shows improvement in AAA. No way would I call him up right now. I don't even care what he did in spring training. There ain't no way. The game took him over and just beat him down last year. And I don't know if that's what happened, you know, when he went down to AAA, just couldn't overcome. But this young man's got to prove himself right now, because I think he realized, you hear whispers in the minor leagues, the defense is really important in the big leagues. Well, man, oh, man, somebody didn't really tell him how important it was, because he was exposed from jump. And then all of a sudden, the impact of that, obviously, had carry over to his bat, because it's his bat that plays, right? But you better be able to defend a little bit. Holy cow. So I think he's just got to really prove himself in the minor leagues before he can even get a chance, to be honest with you, in the big leagues.
He's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joining us here. 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Bordy, always great to talk to you. Happy New Year to you and the family. And look forward to talking baseball throughout 2026, anticipating a much more successful campaign than we saw in 2025. Hopefully.
I'm excited about it. Yeah, Happy New Year, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, bud. Talk to you next year. And I'm tired of whining about baseball. We still got football to whine about, which we'll do coming up at the top of the hour. But when we come back, Heroes of the Week, Week 17. If you're on the phones, you're coming up at 1 o'clock, NFL Lunch. We'll do our picks and just close out the year, hopefully in style, Inside Access, taking over at 2 o'clock. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. It's New Year's Eve here on The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope on the other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. 17 weeks of the NFL season. Dunzo heading into the finale coming up, starting on Saturday with a couple of interesting games. But right now, let's look back a little more in depth at Week 17 as we go through our heroes. There goes
my hero. Vinny and Haney's Offensive Hero of the Week.
All right, Nolan McGraw, who is your offensive hero for Week 17?
I'm looking at a running back here. Give me Zach Charbonnet, Seattle Seahawks running back. Now, he's had a split time with Kenneth Walker all season long, but this past Sunday, it was definitely his day. He got 18 carries, turned it into 110 yards. That's a season high for him, and about two touchdowns to go with it. So, nice bust-out game for him, but again, you really can't predict it week to week. I mean, this coming Saturday night, big game for them against the Niners, could be Kenneth Walker again. So, you never know.
Yeah, it's a tough daily fantasy gig going on in Seattle. And by the way, Derrick Henry was a stud Saturday, but you know, we
try to go less obvious.
Try to go outside the box just a little bit. So we're not forgetting Derrick Henry by any stretch of the imagination, who helped keep the Ravens season alive. But I'm going with Drake May, who right now, Nolan, much to your dismay, is the favorite to win the MVP in the National Football League. And just his second year, same thing that Lamar did a couple years back, and Dan Marino way back when, among others. Drake May in their win against the Jets. And yes, the Jets are the Jets. They suck. 19 of 21, 256 yards, 5 touchdown passes, 157 quarterback rating. His sophomore season continues to be one of brilliance. Now, New England might have bigger problems with Stephon Diggs here. The allegations that came out yesterday, felony strangling and misdemeanor, other things. And then Trayvon Diggs got cut by the Cowboys. So rough day at the office for the Diggs brothers in the NFL. But the point is, Drake May's had a great season. They've had a great year coming out of nowhere, quite frankly, to accomplish what they've accomplished. And if he wins the MVP, I don't think that's a bad decision. Last year, Allen over Lamar, bad decision.
Right.
Even though Allen was great.
Mm-hmm.
But Drake May winning it this year, I don't think there's really much controversy at this stage.
I think it's still recency bias. I'm going to stay stuck in my ways here. But if there was one area where I would give Drake May the leg up, it is the supporting cast around him. You know, Stephon Diggs being the most notable weapon at his disposal. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford, throwing Devontae Adams when he was healthy. And, of course, Puka Nacua has been otherworldly this year. So, I think it's a little bit different. But how do I weigh that against the schedules that both of these guys played? To me, it's not even close. The divisions that they're in, not even close. I mean, what Stafford's been doing out there in the NFC West. And again, 5 touchdowns for Drake May. He's still trailing Stafford on the year significantly by touchdowns. So we'll see what the voters think in the end.
Right.
But betting markets are usually a pretty decent indication. And you're right. He is a sizable favorite.
Let's get to the defensive heroes. Oh, we can be heroes.
Just for one day. Vinny and Haney's defensive hero of the week.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to spin my way out of this one because it's fitting. I'm taking Xavier Watts here as my defensive player who picked off Matthew Stafford twice the other night.
How about that?
So there you go,
there
Nolan.
You go.
Quit stumping for Stafford. Can't do it. Big win for Atlanta the other night. I mean, just, you know, what can you say? They were heavy underdogs. Rams had quite a bit to play for still. Seeding-wise, you try to get as high as they possibly can. But, yeah, 2 multi-interception game for him. That gives him 5 on the year. he was flying all over the place on the field the other night. So nice game for him and really nice defensive effort overall by Atlanta.
I'm going to go with Jalix Hunt from the Philadelphia Eagles, who had seven tackles, two sacks, four quarterback hits, as the Eagles were shutting out the Bills for the vast majority of that game. And then all the toe missed Shakur in the end zone for the two-point conversion that could have won the game. But Jalix Hunt had a good year for them, 6.5 sacks, went to a small college. What, second, third-round draft pick a couple of years ago, 2024. But how about in a prime-timey game, it was America's game of the night, on the road, he stepped up and stepped up big for the Philadelphia Eagles. So, Jalix Hunt, you're my defensive hero of the week. Let's get to them rookies.
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
And Nolan McGraw.
Well, we're going real under the radar here, but someone that people locally should be familiar with. Rookie of the week for me, Dante Trader Jr., Maryland product. Was a third-round pick. Really strong rookie contributor for the Dolphins all year long. He's played in every game, started three times. Remember back when the Ravens played them earlier this year, that might have been Trader's best game of the season. I mean, he was all over the field that night. Tons of tackles for him. But this most recent effort, you look at the stat sheet, nothing really crazy stands out, just one tackle. But let's see. Trader allowed just one reception on 19 coverage snaps and for a measly 2 yards. So quality night for him and a quality season overall. He's remained healthy. He's gotten his name in the mix as a day three pick. What more could you ask?
And a shout out to a couple of Terps too. Chigagonquo had a great touchdown reception where he kind of angry run through the defense there against New Orleans. And Deontay Banks, quite frankly, he's been a disappointment as a first-round pick, but he had three tackles and a 95-yard kickoff return as the Giants beat up on Pete Carroll and the Raiders. My rookie of the week, Quinn Ewers. Big recruit coming out of high school, went to Ohio State, transferred to Texas. Then he was looking up at Arch Manning, taking a spot. He did get a Dr. Pepper commercial living in Fansville. Quinn Ewers did. Plummeted in the draft this year, but against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team that needed to win. He was 14 of 22, 172 yards, two touchdowns, his first two touchdown passes, 118 quarterback rating. So Quinn Ewers, you're Bob Haney's rookie of the week. I'm sure that makes your day.
And I'm wondering what the future holds for him, because obviously he's got a major uphill battle, as you outlined there, coming out of college. Is this really enough runway here at the end of this year for him to even, like, even if he had three really great games, how much stock do you really put in just three performances where they're going to go into an offseason where everyone expects them to make a quarterback change, but you're not going to instantly promote Ewers to that starting role? There's going to be a camp competition at the very least. I don't know what kind of guy they would get. I don't think they'll be in good enough position to draft one unless they want to trade up. Don't think that's really in the cards for them. So it seems like it's going to be a retread type of guy coming that way. Is it, you know, a Jacoby Brissett type of guy coming in there?
Joe Flacco,
maybe.
Hey, either way, they're going to have cheap labor at quarterback after having an overpriced dude for the last few years into a Tua Viola. We'll come back. NFL Lunch, you're joining us. Let's go. Antoine, we got Reggie, we have Chris, we have Derek, we have Pico. We have you. If you want to get in, we'll do our picks. We got a lot to get to. It's our last show of 2025. It's Vinny and Haney. Nolan's in for Vinny. Vinny's on vacation. Bob Haney, Mike Pope. You're on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.